Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
We're back. Bob Cordaro with you, W-I-L-K. Yeah, Joe Biden still has the COVID. He's doing what limited work he does. Whatever he calls work, I call it destruction. We're honoring today Ken Surface of Bethlehem, who is going to do that Ulysses S. Grant reenactment Monday night at the Albright Memorial Library, second floor, Henkelman Room. He served us in the U.S. Marine Corps, part of Operation Iraqi Freedom. And Michael J. Roble, known as Michael J. Somebody texted in. Michael Roble was known to his family and friends as Michael J., and he loved the Lord, and the Lord loved him, someone texted in. He served us in the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam era, and he was from Hanover. Bob Cordaro back with you here on WILK, hour number two. So we told you that we're going to have Carrie Del Rosso on. And she's originally a Scranton native. And I was reading a piece that was sent to me and that I another one that I found. And it's just really great. If you may remember, we had her on before the primary. And she shares this Scranton-Pittsburgh connection. After that interview, I ran into, I would tell you, 10 people from Scranton and the environs who know her. And that impressed me. So she's never lost her Scranton roots of the Lewis family and the Del Rosso family and the Borgias and all the people she's related to. And she served Pittsburgh well. And she says, and this is one of the things that I'm fascinated with. You can bet when I'm lieutenant governor, the only flag hanging from my office balcony will be the American flag. And I love that line so much, among many others, that this is a fighter. This is a woman who never backs down when it comes to standing up for her beliefs and our beliefs. Carrie Lewis Del Rosso, welcome back to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm
good.
Great
to talk to you, and good to be back in Lackawanna County. I'm here today.
Where are you touring today?
Well, today, this afternoon and this morning, I was in Wyoming County, and I'm heading up to their fair tonight in Tunkhannock, and I'm going to have a night with the kids up there and go to their carnival as well.
Oh, great. Now, we have, I don't know if you could go to it, we have the Wayne County Fair going on as well. So if you stop up that way to wrestle up some votes, that would be great.
Yes. I went last night. I took the kids to Kelly's for wings.
Home run.
Yes. They're still stellar after all these years.
Isn't that great? That is a great stop. Well, let me ask a question, and then I want you to get to whatever you want to get to. But what did you mean when you says, as lieutenant governor, you can bet when I'm Lieutenant Governor, the only flag hanging from my office balcony will be the American flag. What does that refer to?
Well, it refers to what, you know, is going on right now. And I don't know if you've seen, you know, our current Lieutenant Governor, you know, would go up there and react and put up his flags, and the marijuana flags especially. But what we want is we want freedom, and that's it. And an American flag is the one that will be only the one that will be hanging. Now, I respect everyone's views. I will never, ever, ever tell anyone they can't do what they want to do. But at the same time, you know, this is our, you know, America first and Pennsylvania first, as far as I'm concerned. And that's why that flag will be the only flag hanging for my office.
I just loved that so much because people don't understand that the lieutenant governor that you're replacing is a left-wing lunatic trying to become a senator. I'll have Dr. Oz on tomorrow. But you're right.
Oh, good.
And that is emblematic of that he is not anywhere near the mainstream or the values of Pennsylvania, Doug Fetterman, or I'm John Fetterman, rather.
Well, you know, too, I've said this to you before, and I don't know if I've said this to you or someone else before, but social-driven economics is not correct. I mean, I don't care what anyone says. You know, everyone has a social agenda, but that shouldn't drive Pennsylvania economics. I mean, the bottom line is that our three biggest industries have been attacked. Energy, manufacturing, and agriculture. And that's what Pennsylvania stands for. And as I travel the state, I've seen and eaten a lot of corn. I've milked a cow. I've done things that I would never have done. But I will tell you is that we have this wonderfully diverse state, and everyone deserves to have the energy behind us. And that's what Doug and I do on this ticket. Doug Mastriano and I, we've got the energy to win.
Well, that you brought up such an important point that the three linchpins of our economy, people don't recognize the agricultural part and how bad they're being hurt with transportation costs, with fertilizer costs, with energy costs that they need on their farms and with their cows, you name it. It's a remarkable attack upon them that is being led by Josh Shapiro and John Fetterman. These kinds of people, they want, and their philosophy is to destroy all three of those industries. It's remarkable.
Right. So the other thing I want to make a valid point on, and I hope you can get your listeners to hear this, is that Josh Shapiro and the far left have been funded by the Sierra Club, Penn Environment. They are well-oiled funded machines that have shut down our natural resources in this state, and they will stop at nothing. And they have a lot of money, and these are the people, if you go and look up in their PAC, they're against the energy jobs. These are family-sustaining, pro-growth, pro-energy jobs. These people are funding them, and it's a problem. And I saw it in my own district, Allegheny Valley. I was seeing articles that were coming out and shutting down plants for this reason. And what's happening is that these people are becoming funded by the government because they don't have a job. So it's a terrible, terrible, vicious cycle that I've seen. And it's all because they're shutting down our main energy, agricultural, manufacturing.
Now,
boom, boom, boom.
Some things that you can't say, I can say. They are Marxists. I mean, Josh Shapiro is so extreme left-wing. He is a socialist and a Marxist. He's allowed crime to run rampant in Philadelphia. As Attorney General, he's one of your home areas here in northeastern Pennsylvania. He has prosecuted regular people falsely. They've defeated him. They've defeated the charges at the cost of upending their entire lives because he wanted to make political points. And I am so happy you're out on the trail. And people forget that these fairs that you're going to, like the Wyoming County Fair, were meant as agricultural showcases and developed as agricultural showcases to demonstrate what the farmers could produce and to help them market and sell it.
Yes, and that's what the Mastriano campaign is clearly doing. They are back at the grassroots effort. The grassroots and the groundswell is incredible. I went to a fair in Blair County, or actually a parade in Blair County, the Ag Parade. There were 10,000 people there.
Hmm.
I mean, I was in shock, but I was almost like, wow, this is Pennsylvania. this is where I was raised. You know, I'm from one side of the state. I'm going to the other side of the state, and I'm making these stops and seeing the things that, you know, it's bringing light to me. It's also, I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud, and I'm so glad that, you know, Doug Mastriano has brought that back, and that's what one of the things on the ticket is being so great with him about, is that he brought those ground troops back together, and we are a force, and I'm so proud to be running with him. You know, he is, and I don't know if I got to know him in these last couple weeks more than anyone realizes. He's a colonel in the Army. He's a strategist. He's a brilliant guy. He's got his doctorate in history, and, you know, I don't think anyone gave him enough credit. And, you know, forget 44% of the vote on a very low budget. Man, oh, man, I'm like, he did it.
And he's a hero.
He can do this in the state.
Doug Mastriano is a hero, literally. And you know, the corner that they're trying, the media and the left, with all of their money, all of their left-wing lunatic money, is trying to paint him into, I will say this, I truly believe your ideas, his ideas, your beliefs, his beliefs, are going to carry the day, because for the first time, we've seen far-left policies in action in Pennsylvania and across the country, and it is a disaster.
Right. Look what's happening internationally. I mean, I just sat down with someone who's very influential in the gas and oil world, and he's talking about how Sri Lanka is the country is out of control. Like, people don't realize that that can happen here if we don't push it back. And Doug's the pushback. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. So I'm very, very happy to be out getting my message out. I'll be out. I'm going to a whole bunch of county fairs next week out on the other side of the state, too. So it's exciting. It's good time to be out shaking hands.
We're talking to Kerry Lewis Del Rosso, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor, on the ticket with Doug Mastriano, and I believe a surging campaign. You're within striking distance, despite all the money that was spent in the primary by Shapiro and other interests to lie about Doug Mastriano's record. Who is the lieutenant governor? Who's your counterpart on the Democrat side?
His name is Austin Davis. He's been in politics for just a very short period of time as well. He worked for the Allegheny County, and he's been voting against energy jobs. He's been voting as a state representative to shut down, and he's very much in line with the Wolf Reggie plan, which is a regional gas house, green gas house initiative that, you know, are shutting down our jobs and an influx in the coal tax. So that's the stuff that maybe people don't understand. I mean, Shapiro's a career politician. He's not a dumb guy. He's just a career politician. And unfortunately, he picked someone that he thought, okay, this is going to balance the ticket out, someone from the West. Perfect. You know what? Wrong. All these people that are going to support him are going to be socially involved, but they're going to have no idea what's going on with their jobs. And we've got to get people back to work. And those shutdowns have really increased a lot of problems in the state, getting back to work, and making sure people know about the fact that that's what Doug and I stand for. We stand for freedom and getting people on the job.
Kerry Lewis Del Rosso, are people understanding when you're speaking to them that all of the bad things that happened during the Wolf administration, from lockdowns to restrictions on energy development, to restrictions on energy distribution, to high costs for manufacturing and farming, do they understand that Josh Shapiro was all in for all of this? Are they getting it? Are people getting it as you see?
I think that there are groups of people that have even contacted me who have said, you know, he's come at us for masking our kids. And a lot of people are very, very frustrated with the fact that government has got into their homes. We pay government to keep us safe, you know, keep our public schools running, but don't you come into our home and tell us what to do, whether it be, you know, a vaccination, whether it be a mask, whether it be, you know, if you don't have to go to work. And, you know, we went as far as sheltering in place. And I still think that, you know, I couldn't believe that was happening in our life. And all it did was it shut down our economy. And, you know, I will say this, because if you know, from the Northeast area, you know, Pat Solano. And I was out knocking on doors one day, And Pat Solano called me on the phone and he said, "You better knock on those doors because this governor's putting us all on the breadline."
And you know what? He was right.
He passed away. And you know what? I still play that over and over in my head because he's putting us all on the breadline. It's exactly what he's doing. And our generation has never seen that, right? And his did.
Yeah.
So shame on Wolf, shame on Biden, shame on Shapiro for thinking that he could win this race this year. He just keep his money in his bag and run for president because I know that's what his plan is.
And it is actually just shameless ambition. But that doesn't even touch on the education initiatives that they've put into this bureaucracy regarding criminal race theory. I call it criminal. It's critical. I know that. Criminal race theory and this woke gender identity to grade schoolers. It's all in this education bureaucracy. And Shapiro and his running mate cannot wait to force it down our throats. They can't wait.
So that's, again, another overreach of what's going on in the House. It's called cancel culture. It's called canceling the cultures. You know, we're parents. It's our decision to teach our kids what we want to teach them. What they decide when they leave the house when they're 18, so be it. But, here's the thing. I am never for disrespecting anyone's values, whether you be a Democrat or Republican. Remember, I was raised in a half Democrat house, half Republican, Borgia and Lewis. Right? So you respect one another, you break bread together, you don't fight about it, you agree to disagree, you move on. That's the Catholic way. This is more for, they write hate doesn't live here to me all the time, but there's so much internal hate that they're pushing it out, and it's terrible. I mean, it's really, really awful to see the strife that is being caused by the left in this country right now, and I blame them. I do. I wholeheartedly blame them. They're very mean people.
And Kerry Lewis Del Rosso, lieutenant governor candidate for running with Doug Mastriano on that Republican ticket. Kerry, the thing that is actually has changed, and you're a little younger than I, is that when we grew up, the Democrats were a real party. They were an American political party. They've been hijacked, and they are now, they are now just a socialist, Marxist group of lunatics, and that's who's running their policy shop. And unfortunately, that's who you're running against, Josh Shapiro, a left-wing lunatic.
Yes, and what he's done ever since he won, I saw an email before him. My gosh, I thought it was Doug sent an email. He's talking like a conservative because he's afraid. And you know what? He should be afraid. I mean, his policies, he's going to stick with them. Why? Because he's afraid of them. There's a lot of money behind them. And it's not Pennsylvania money. It's flooding in from all over the country. So if we, as Pennsylvanians, want someone dictating our policies, like California or someone else, you know what? Then we'll be stuck with a terrible governor. If we want to make sure that we get the right governor in there, it's Doug Mastriano. And we have to be conscientious of that going forward.
And we have Kerry Lewis Del Rosso to look for our interest in the great northeast of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much. And as I've told the people who contacted me, you come on, and I told you when you were on in the primary, you come on anytime you have something to say, you are welcome on this show. You don't even have to ask, just call.
Oh, you're so sweet. And you know what, next time I'm up here and we do an event, I'll let you know. I'm hoping I'm coming up for the Italian festival, too, because that's always a good one to be at.
That's a good stop, especially for somebody named Del Rosso. Kerry Lewis Del Rosso, thank you so much. Safe and strong on the campaign trail. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. She is a great candidate. I mean, she's a firebrand, sharp as a whip. She knows the issues. She will be a great lieutenant governor. She is a great partner for Doug Mastriano. And this grassroots campaign versus the big elite money, you know what we think of that in Northeast Pennsylvania. The big elites who are going to tell us what to do, we ain't going to have any of that. We'll be back on
the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.